The serial sniper in the Washington, D.C. area continues to elude authorities. Local schools are on high alert. Outdoor and after-school activities are canceled. More parents are taking their children to school and picking them up, and police presence is heavier than usual. Some schools may be feeling the sting of intense security more deeply than others, Lakshmi Singh reports.
At this charter high school in Washington, D.C., students are encouraged to pursue unconventional ways of learning. But these days, neither students nor teachers really want much attention, not since police said there was a sniper on the loose. Perhaps for the first time, many students here have that uneasy feeling of being vulnerable.
Well, do I feel safe? I mean, not really, because I could be walking down the street and somebody could just shoot me right there.
Jim, who's not using his real name for his security, says there's more to life than running scared. But last week's shooting of a 13-year-old boy got him thinking.
And it was kind of like, if it happened to him, it could happen to anybody.
But some of his friends, like Aya, take a feisty attitude toward the region's ordeal with a sniper.
I'm not going to let it, you know, hinder what I have to do, you know what I'm saying? I don't walk by myself and I'm more cautious, which people do need to be cautious, but I'm not letting it stop me or anything.
These students have heard the stories of the sniper and the lives cut short in an instant. But inside the walls of this school of some 250 students, the threat disappears. They lean on each other and the staff they've come to depend on. But the grown-ups are trying hard not to let their anxiety show over the spate of sniper shootings, even amid tightened security.
Go.
Did you catch Desiree Tanslug?
She's on her way up.
Thank you.
Anthony, the school safety and attendance monitor, says a lot has changed since the sniper attacks began about 2 weeks ago. One of them includes not revealing his full name or the name of the school for fear that could compromise the student's security. Another change is the absence of freedom to just hang around.
The students aren't allowed to leave out and just lounge around anymore. Now we tell them either, you know, you go home or you stay on inside. Now, a lot of parents come pick their children up right after school. A lot of parents don't let them participate in any of the activities that we have going in the school.
That's a common feeling throughout Washington, Maryland, and Virginia, where all the victims were shot by the sniper. Now, normally crowded school bus stops are practically empty, and the sounds of after-school sports are absent from many neighborhoods. The cancellation of outside activities at schools throughout the region has been especially frustrating for the charter school. The school's principal, who identifies herself as Mrs. Duran, says field trips are a key part of her school's curriculum.
We believe that a lot of the learning happens outside in the community.
But a lot of that outside learning has come to a halt. Duran says students are forced to learn much more from textbooks, like many traditional public schools.
It's unfortunate, it's frustrating, but I think we owe it to the kids and the parents and to ourselves to take safety as a priority and to make the necessary arrangements.
Duran says she'll keep the security tightened until the sniper's caught, but she admits it's tiring living in fear.
You don't want to feel afraid, you don't want to let it dominate you, but it's just really, really hard because, you know, the what-ifs.
And so Mrs. Duran's school, as so many others, continues teaching with the hope there will be a swift end to the sniper's rampage, but braces for the possibility that the Washington area's manhunt may not end anytime soon. For NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh in Washington.